My message today is very simple. It's this. Peter, that grisly old fisherman who was so scared on the night they crucified his Lord that he denied even knowing Jesus. 6 weeks of daily prayer in a room away from everyone else, and on the day of Pentecost, 6 weeks after the resurrection, Peter goes into the temple area with the other disciples, which is where any good Jewish boy would have been on the day of Pentecost. And they have been praying, and the Holy Spirit has come and filled them with his Spirit, and they've begun to speak in new languages. And everybody can hear somebody telling them about Jesus, because Jerusalem is a very multi-ethnic place at feast time. People travel hundreds of miles to come to Jerusalem's feasts. And it doesn't matter whether they're Parthians or Medes, whether they're people even from Gaul. I want you to know that there was always somebody they could hear telling them about Jesus, because they're speaking in new languages. And some people are saying, these disciples, they've had too much to drink. And it was only 9 o'clock in the morning. Even the disciples couldn't knock back that much by 9 a.m. So Peter, the scaredy cat, Peter the terrified one, and let's be honest, many of us would have been just as terrified as that. The fear of death had possessed him that night. But Peter stands up in front of the crowd, and he starts telling them about Jesus. And he says, look, you think we're all mad. You think we're all drunk. But let me tell you, this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament, or in those days in the Only Testament. And he said, what you are now hearing is the good news of Jesus. And they all start saying to him, well, what shall we do about it? What shall we do about it? Many of us in this room have asked that question in the past. And Peter answers it today for them and for us. Because when they cry, what shall we do? He says these two things to them. He says, repent and be baptized. Now, repent sounds like something you hear someone say on Hyde Park Corner in London. It sounds like one of those crazy people you see on the television shouting in the street, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But actually, it's the key to unfolding a great life. When we repent, it simply means this. We turn around and we walk towards Jesus. And we leave behind what we did have. And that is why Bill read to you from Romans chapter 6, where it says that a baptism is a funeral service. Did you realize that? We're going to bury two people today. And who knows, they might be raised from the dead. Because that's figuratively what's happening. We're dropping them into the grave, and then we count to 100, and then we lift them out of the grave, and it's as if they've been raised from the dead. You know something? This is not a crazy idea that we do to inaugurate people into membership of the church. This is something that's supposed to be very real in our heads. It's, hey, Shelley, her old life is dead now. Enoch's old life is dead now. But they're still alive because the resurrection life of Jesus has taken a hold of them. This happened to me on the 31st of March 1973 when I was 13 years old. Do the maths. And it made such an impact on me. I don't want anybody to be baptized without being able to remember when it was or to remember the event. That's why we don't take babies and sprinkle them with bits of water, because we want to do it the Bible way, which is dunk them. And we want to do it a way in which you can say, I remember it because I was there. Now, my father took me to a Catholic church when I was a few months old to be baptized, the way they baptize people who are committed to the priesthood. And so my father wanted me to become a Catholic priest. And I always think that in a way God respected that commitment that he made. Although I'm not a Catholic priest. But you know, I am still serving Jesus. And I think my Father God has respected my Father Charles. And he's turned that round. But I can't tell you what happened that day. All I know is what my mother told me. All I know is what my mother, who was there, told me happened. Because I can't remember it. But I do remember the 31st of March 1973. And I remember the promise that was given me. I remember the man who baptized me, who died about 2 years ago, Ernest Anderson, lovely man of God. And I remember the building, which unfortunately is long demolished. You know, I can remember a lot about that day. And we want Shelley and Enoch to remember this day, because this is their day. It's a day in which they follow the words that Peter told them to follow, the words that we are told to today. They repented and believed, and they are baptized because of that. Do you get this? This is why we're doing it. Oh no. Well, too cold. We will warm up quickly. It's not as cold as the day I baptised with Sentamu outside York Minster and the blizzard hit. It's not that cold. But it almost is. I'm going to talk to the community centre about why the water heater's broken, honestly. I will do. But what really matters is that for a minute we're going to be in there, and Shelley is going to be buried, Enoch's going to be buried, but when you see them again, they will be raised up with Christ. And that's the promise for all of us. It works for them today. It worked for me in 1973. It's worked for so many of you many years ago. I remember I baptised you at the Baptist Church in Acombe, didn't I? Oh, it was the city centre. Yeah. I just remember doing it. I can't remember quite where it was. But you know, over the years, there have been so many of you that we have baptised, so many of you, whatever your baptismal story is, it's happened, it's real. But today, we're doing it for two more people. And if today you decide to follow Jesus, then we'll book you in for a few more weeks ahead and we'll baptise you. Because this is something worth doing, because this is about nailing your colours to the mast. This is about saying, look, I'm doing this now because I actually do believe it. Many years ago, we baptised a guy, and I'll never forget this guy. Hello. Do you know what he said when we said to him? Because we always say, we baptise you on the confession of your faith, so you've got to confess your faith. So we said to him, tell us why you want to be baptised today. And he said, because it is written. Anybody remember that? It was really powerful. It made the hairs on the back of my neck stand on end, because the Bible says, be baptized. And it says it here, repent and be baptized, said Peter. You know, Peter has had a big impact on me. He's going to have a big impact on Shelley and Enoch today. Ultimately, I've got to ask, has he had a big impact on you? I want to know, does this make a difference to you? This is not something we do because we're vaguely religious. We're not really. I'm not even sure that I'm vaguely religious. I am a Christian. I am a follower of Jesus. We're doing this because we follow Jesus. And Jesus got into the River Jordan with his cousin John the Baptist, or Johann the Dipper, as it says in a new translation. And Johann the Dipper says to him, I shouldn't be baptizing you. And Jesus says, I am doing this to fulfill all righteousness. It's the right thing to do. Jesus said, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do is to follow Jesus. It will make your life something new. It will make your life fulfilled. It will make your life worthwhile. And if you don't quite understand that, come and talk to me afterwards. And I'll tell you about Jesus, because I know him. And I want you to know him the way I know him. Will you pray with me now? Lord Jesus, we come to you now, ready to baptize Enoch and Shelley. And we ask you, oh God, would you do a wonderful thing for them? We pray that this might be a very wonderful, memorable day for them. And we ask you especially that for every heart here, that there might be that inner decision to follow Jesus, the way they're following Jesus, the way that so many of us are following Jesus. We ask you this now, and we pray the power of God over them now, that they may receive blessings and promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank you.